I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, a podcast where we talk about reality television. You know, the name was born out of the Bachelor franchise. Nothing's on TV at the moment, so we're just going to talk a bunch of shit. Danielle,
yes.
Okay, first of all, before I forget, did you see they're filming The Bachelor at the moment?
Yes, you told me, was it you who told me that they're doing it, like, in isolation, so over Skype dates and stuff?
Yes, apparently they're doing isolation dates in The Bachelor Australia.
Okay, well, I think that is so weird. Because, obviously, we're not going to do the whole series of The Bachelor via isolation dates.
Well, I think they were probably, like, midway through.
Ah. Okay, so then they're just going to put it on hold or something?
I have no idea. Until the end, I guess. I don't know. They're probably just hoping to get something done. While we're all bunkered down.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be good for seeing who's going to be crazy. Because, like, usually in The Bachelor, they're not allowed any, like, chatting with people who are on the outside, right?
Yeah.
And so they couldn't have people... I guess if they're all, like, self-quarantined together, yes, you could have a share house of 20 girls. If it's all, like...
Mm.
If they're all on lockdown. But I feel like most likely they're all probably isolating on the show by themselves, but also not allowed to have any contact to the outside world or something, which is interesting.
Well, yeah, it sounds like they have to do dates over Zoom. I'm not 100% sure, but it would be just like one big isolation cell. I know they're still doing Big Brother.
I mean, that's essentially isolation, right?
Anyway. Yeah, and I think in the German one, they, like, didn't tell them. I don't know if they know now, but, like, they had no idea.
In the German one, they did tell them, and then they decided to end it early.
Oh, what a waste. That's, like, the one thing you could keep shooting.
Yeah, I know. It was very strange, because, yeah, I watched a thing where they told them about it. And then they told the Canadian people, and the Canadian people were all, like, freaking out, obviously.
Can you imagine just finding out about it now? You don't have to go through the weeks of, like, making jokes about it. Like,
yeah.
Underplaying it.
Yeah. Do I regret just making fun of you constantly, saying you have coronavirus?
Naming it one of the episodes, Naomi has coronavirus.
I mean, we can change that if we need, but...
if we knew.
I think it's a good capsule of time from before we were taking coronavirus seriously.
Exactly. This will all go down in the history. I was going to say books. How do you put a podcast in a book? I'll never know.
They'll put our podcast in a book. Somebody will dictate it.
Anyway, so, yeah, so that's what's happening in terms of filming things. But lucky some things have already been filmed, like Bachelor in Paradise, which should be coming to us in, like, a couple weeks, I think.
Yes, I'm excited to have something new to watch because Pooch Perfect just finished, and now I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Pitch Perfect.
Pooch Perfect?
Did you Pooch watch it? Perfect. No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, it's great. It's just... Rebel Wilson doing a lot of dog puns, like a lot of dog puns, that you can tell.
Damn, that's a real breakaway. Really, it's a real breakaway from the Cats movie where she did a lot of cats puns.
Yes. I think that's how she got this TV show. And the fact she was in Pitch Perfect, which it's named after. Anyway, it's great. It's great to watch if you just want to look at cute dogs and sort of watch people cry over dog grooming. I had a fun time watching it. We just had a fun time because it's one of those shows that you can – talk through, because obviously you're not going to miss plot points, you know?
Yeah.
You can talk through, you can talk about how cute the dogs are. It's made me also think, maybe I would actually, if I had a dog that needed to be groomed, you know, I would take it to a dog groomer and ask for the most outrageous cut. I would love it.
I mean, there's barely any consequences, I suppose.
Yeah, it just grows out. I mean, and it's not you, you know? You can make your dog look stupid and the dog doesn't care.
Yeah, that's true. But do you ever look at your dog and you're like, like sometimes if Tarzo gets a really short haircut, I'm like, ugh. But then 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I love you again.
I mean, sometimes with my old, I had three German Shepherds over my life, Andre, Duke, and Sarge. And Andre was a long-haired German Shepherd, always kept himself beautiful. You'd brush him, he'd be gorgeous. Duke was also long-haired, but he liked to go and lie underneath the sprinkler and roll around in the grass. And so he'd constantly, you'd brush him and he'd go lie under the sprinkler and he'd get matted. And so you'd brush him and it was so hard to keep him. So occasionally we'd have to go get him shaved because you couldn't keep that dog from being... It's one of the reasons we decided when we got Sarge that we would get a short-haired German Shepherd. But then Sarge was an angel and never went and rolled underneath the sprinklers anyway. But Duke, sometimes we'd have to shave him, and he always, he looked so fat and fluffy because he was such a fluffy long-haired German Shepherd. But when you got him shaved, he was, he was quite skinny when he was old. Because, you know, when he was old, he, lost, a bunch of his weight and stuff. Which, he was always just, a healthy German Shepherd weight, but when he got old he was losing his weight and stuff, and he always just looked so fluffy and beautiful, but when you shaved him you're like, oh no, I feel bad because you're so skinny now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it really just reduces them to their bones.
Yeah, I don't like seeing him that way, but no. Before we started this podcast, you were going to start telling me about your puzzle, but I said, wait, we've got to start recording.
To talk about the puzzle.
So now, tell me about the puzzle, Naomi.
I can't believe I tried to tell you this without it being recorded in some form. I did a puzzle. It was a 1,000-piece puzzle. It was somewhere in Italy. The picture was taken on a beach. And I did it. Thank you.
Well, wonderful to hear about.
The kind of positivity we need in these tough times.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of, I've been watching some videos of toys that I had when I was a child that I loved, and watching people use them, buy them on the internet and then use them. There was one I was watching last night called, Professor Sprouts. It was whatever. It was do you remember when making, lollies and stuff in, science kits was a thing?
Yes.
Okay, so I got this one and it was like a tree stump, and there were three different things you did. You made jelly worms, and then you covered them in this chocolate dirt, very tasty. And then the other one was you put this chocolate powder in, and then you poured water in it and made little mousse mushrooms. And then the other one was a green slime. Anyway, the only one that was good was the jelly snakes, because obviously it's jelly. The other two were horrible. And the chocolate dirt was fine. I watched a thing on that because I just remembered every time me and my friend Jess, who lived up the road, when she would come over my house, we would make it maybe once every few months, and it would always be horrible. And then we'd convince ourselves that maybe we'd done it wrong after a few months and try and do it again, and it was always horrible.
You heard it here first, folks.
But I watched that again. Also, in the mail, I got, finally, I've been waiting for weeks for my digital hydrometer to come. So now I can see what the humidity is in my house.
Oh, what is it?
It's 71%.
Are you looking for,
currently,
good humidity for your plants?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Are you kidding?
I've accidentally... held it by the thing and it flew off, but I fixed it. It's currently 72% humidity. 73%, it just changed then. But I think that's because I held it over my coffee. Now it's 73%.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's really good. Most, So they say the ideal humidity for indoor plants is 50 to 60%, but I've got a lot of tropical plants, which is a lot more. Like pineapples, for example, are used to sometimes up to 90% humidity.
Damn.
But yeah, I got a new plant this week. Oh, I showed you my mum's root she sent me. That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
It looks like a bunch of toes sticking out of soil.
It does.
But that's cool. And I got a philodendron gloriosum, which is fun.
Oh my God, you're thriving.
I mean, I did have a breakdown. I don't know about you, but I have had a breakdown in isolation now.
Finally.
Well, because I know you say that, like, I'm an introvert and you make fun of me, but...
Yes.
But, like, usually I do see people a lot because I go out to gigs, like, multiple nights a week.
Yeah, it is a very easy way to socialize.
Yeah, and so when I have downtime, like, when I do have time away from that, I kind of enjoy it because I do feel like I do spend a lot of my time with people. Because I do, like, go write with people in the daytimes and then go out to gigs at night. And then I do quite enjoy my alone time. And then this last week I sort of got frustrated because I was, like, I felt like I wasn't alone if I was in the house. Because Jenna will be in the house too. Then I was not alone because you don't feel alone if there's somebody else in the house sometimes, I feel.
Mm.
And so I wasn't having enough alone time because I felt like I wasn't alone ever. But then also at the same time, I missed my friends. You know? And so yeah. I did have a cry. So.
Oh, yeah. Danielle.
Are you happy?
Yes, I make fun of... So you're talking about me in that?
Yes, are you happy that I cry?
About missing me.
About missing lots of people. One of them may or may not have been you.
Wow! That's what I needed to hear. Now, Comedy Festival should have ended tonight that we're recording this. And I was just, before we started the podcast, I was reminding Danielle that last year when I saw her at the very beginning of that night, she said that she loved me and that I was beautiful and that I thought she was on drugs because she said that. But she had had a bit to drink. But anyway, the point still stands. You love me. You miss me. Oh, you're obsessed with me.
Okay.
Anyway, I had actually... I'm sorry that you feel sad.
Thank you.
Apart from all that other stuff that I said... first, I'm sorry that you're feeling a bit down.
Thank you.
Just know you can always call me. It doesn't have to be for the sake of content.
Okay, well, we did talk before we started recording. We did talk for a bit.
We did. Before. And now we're rehashing everything we said. Yes. So, two exciting things happened to me last night, both Bachelor related.
Yes.
One is Abby was live on Instagram.
Whoa.
Our queen. Yes. And I commented from our account and then she went, hey! And then she started singing. I mean, there's no actual theme song to sing, but she just started singing Batch Bitch repeatedly. And I was like, oh my God, she loves us. so brag. And then I was on a Zoom call and Matt Agnew popped in.
Yeah, in the group chat for the video end of Comedy Festival party.
Yeah, they did a joke party, like a Zoom party for the closing night party for Comedy Festival that all the comedians usually... Well, I mean, a varying number of comedians actually go.
Yeah.
And that was the case last night too, and but Matt Agnew popped his head in and I was just sitting there just not saying much, just losing my fucking mind.
But
I did find out he plays Animal Crossing. So you heard it here first. Matt Agnew is a gamer. Very exciting stuff.
I reckon he's got heaps of the telescopes set up around his island.
Do you think he does? Probably.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I reckon he's always trying to get that girl owl to come on the island so that he can go look for shooting stars.
Celeste, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I just realized her name is Celeste, as in like celestial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you didn't seem so excited by that little...
Do you know, I realize how much internalized misogyny I have in seeing every woman as a threat. On Animal Crossing, you talk to Tom Nook about, like, he's like this little raccoon and you owe him money. And you talk to him about, like, island developments, blah, blah, blah. This is the first time I've ever played Animal Crossing, so I have no prior attachment to these characters. And then in comes Isabel to, like, do, like, a bunch of admin on the island. And my first thought was, like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Is that the sexy dog?
No, is she a dog?
I think she's a
dog. I guess
dog.
She's a dog.
The one with the
yellow
hair?
Yeah, well, anyway. Huh?
The one with the yellow hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep on calling her the sexy dog whenever Jono goes to remortgage the house or something. I'm like, oh,
right.
Yeah, go
well,
talk
well, I call
the
her
sexy
bitch who
dog
thinks
again.
Bitch who thinks she's top shit. anyway, it turns out she's very nice. But randomly, my first reaction was... negative of her, so I still think I have some personal growth to do.
We hate
since
the
I saw a cartoon dog as a threat.
We hate the sheeps. Do you have any sheeps on your island?
I don't know.
We have like two sheeps, and one of them's like like her coloring, like she's always wearing like black dresses and stuff, and then she's got like her ram horns and they're like pink and spirally. She's terrifying and she looks like the Babadook to me. I don't like it, and so we just keep on trying to get her to leave, but she just won't leave. Every time you talk to her, because you're supposed to like talk to them for ages till they get sick of talking to you and then they leave, but you just keep talking to her and she just falls more and more in love with you.
You talk to them too much and they leave?
Yeah, if you just keep on talking to them, apparently they get sick of you. Because they're like, I need to go. And you're just like, nah, keep talking to me. And then they just like get really annoyed and eventually they leave.
Oh, maybe that's why my islanders keep trying to leave all the time. I really want this one crocodile to leave. She's so ugly. Her name's Gail. And she calls me Snacky. And I fucking hate her. I want her gone.
That's
anyway.
Funny. We have this anyway. Disgusting pig octopus. I don't like that either. It's like an octopus, but its face is pink, so it looks like it's pig up top with these terrifying tentacle legs down the bottom. But
there's
we do
so
have
many
a cute
ugly
frog.
Frogs?
Yeah, we got a cute frog and a cute cat.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. All right, anyway, that's enough about Animal
Crossing.
All right. The point is, Isabel, I don't know, find your own place to go. Don't come in here and try. Don't try and be number one. This is my. I'm dead. I'm done. I have nothing to say. Okay. So Danielle, as you're aware, the coronavirus is happening at the moment. Now a lot of people shy away from the topic because they're like, people want an escape.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't think anyone would classify this podcast as an escape.
No, this
if
is
anything,
pure torture. But also,
yeah.
you didn't want to talk about this, but then we both didn't watch a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh,
but what we have been looking at,
yes,
is some conspiracy theories.
Yes,
because not because we believe it, because we're not insane.
Absolutely
but
not.
Because
I cannot every time. Every time I try and explain this theory, I have to go over it again because at every point of the theory, it's unreasonable and unbelievable.
Yes. So what we've found out is that there are a bunch of a frickin' bunch of Bachelor and Married at First Sight contestants that do believe it.
Yes.
And they have not been shy in posting about it.
Okay, let's see who. So it's Hayley, Amanda, and then Bill from The Bachelor.
Yeah, and there's more as well.
Who else?
There's definitely Dean more. I don't have evidence of all of it.
Does Dean Wells? But I think we should just it?
Dean Wells,
the maths contestant from a few series ago, who's now in an online feud with our Queen Abby.
Yes. Okay. There is a lot going on. These poor people, they're trapped inside. They don't have any like branded parties to go to. They don't have any events to attend. The races are cancelled, probably. Like, they have nothing to do except watch terrible YouTube and Instagram videos, because that's where they get their news.
Yeah,
and get sucked into this stupid shit.
Amanda's done like a few minute long video trying to endorse a bum bag. It's insane.
It's well, crazy. That's a better use of her time, honestly.
Anyway, can you explain the 5G coronavirus conspiracy? Because I struggle to explain it every time. I was trying to explain it yesterday. I did Sam Peterson's podcast, and I was trying to explain it to him, and I was struggling very hard because it doesn't make any sense. Like, usually things make sense to explain because it makes sense, but this doesn't make any sense, so it's hard to explain. Because if anybody asks any questions, I'm like, no questions.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
But first, I'm so sorry, I need a toilet.
Oh, okay. I just want to say something quickly. Is we had bin night the other night. Wednesday night is our bin night. And, okay, so I have, there's a neighbour, Unit 8, in the unit block that I live in. So, Unit 8, he, whoever it is, because it's like a bunch of townhouses. Unit 8, right, he keeps on, he must have like a previous tenant's mail keeps getting sent there, right? Mm. And so what he does is he just pulls out his mail, sees a mail letter that's not his, and then just throws the letter in the air. And then it's littering. And so he always throws it, and it just keeps on going into my yard. And so then I go and I pick up the letter, and then I take it back out and I put it in Unit 8's letterbox.
It's like the previous tenant or something.
Yeah. And like, I'm almost at a point where I'm going to write a note that's like, hey, just to let you know, littering is a crime. Also, so is like destroying mail. So what you're supposed to do is write RTS on it and put it in the post box. You know, you can't be throwing it on the street. But anyway, I have a theory, because it was bin night the other night, and everybody put their bins out. But then somebody had like so much rubbish. They put like 6 or 7 bin bags full of rubbish out on the street, like these white bin bags, not in bins. So the rubbish men didn't come and take their rubbish. So now there's just a pile of rubbish out on the street. Anyway, I think it's Unit 8, and I don't know what to do about it. Like, should I go to the real estate? I can't prove that it's Unit 8. I just assume because that person's a grot.
I don't know. Honestly, if that happened to me, I just wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but it's like out the front of, you know how, like, so our house is like one of the 3 houses with a yard out the front.
Yeah.
And so the rubbish bins, everybody puts them out the front of our house, essentially. And so then, like, if those bags, all the rubbish just, you know how I've told you before that our yard is like, you know, when a ship tips overboard and all the rubbish off the ship goes in the ocean, it all ends up on one beach after like 3 years. It's like our yard is where all the rubbish will blow into in the street.
Yes.
Well, that's how we feel like it, because we're across from like a bunch of shops as well. And we just feel like all the rubbish blows into our yard. Anyway. We got an air tusker to come whippersnip the yard as well, so that, because you know how there was like all that native grass and stuff, and then it got tall. We got the whippersnipper man to come and do it, and I don't know if I'm gonna dig it up or what I'm gonna do with the yard. But anyway, tell us about the conspiracy theory, or I'm just gonna tell you about my feuds with the neighbors that are all happening inside my head.
Okay. Well, I'll write down. Depending on whether you want to cut out that story, which is great, I've written down the time slot.
Okay.
So 5G. Oh no, I should have looked up what 5G is.
Isn't it just
like actually what 5G is? I should fucking know, man.
Oh my god, what if you figure out that you believe in this conspiracy?
Just reading over the next 10 minutes. Now, hang on a second.
So I have a question.
Doesn't sound healthy.
I have a question. This might make me sound psycho. But when I was reading through the comments on Bill's post, somebody said, oh, yeah, well, the phone companies recommend when you're setting up your phone, they say, like, if on 4G, they say, like, don't hold your phone to your head. It's dangerous.
Yes.
Is that a thing that really happens?
That's what Bill says. I don't know. I don't think so.
Because I feel like if that was a thing, then they would, that would be, everybody would know that. I feel like that's just a thing that people say to make it seem more legit. But that's also for 4G. It's like, what the hell? Isn't this just, this doesn't make sense as a thing. I don't understand what the fuck, I don't get it.
Well, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Well, we can test it out. Apparently there's, this, okay, let's start from the start.
Okay.
So 5G is the fifth generation of wireless communications technologies supporting cellular data networks. Yes. Obviously, like it's just new technology shit that makes the phone work better and faster.
Yeah.
Work faster.
I would like it, to be honest.
With data. Yes. But there is a conspiracy theory that, does it show up on the Wikipedia page? Political up. No, I don't think so. There's a conspiracy theory that apparently lowers your immune system.
This stops your body from absorbing oxygen or something. Is that what they say?
So this is what Bill's post. Now, let's all remember Dog Park Bill. Dog Park Bill, what did he do? He was on The Bachelorette, and then he was on Bachelor in Paradise, and famously he just lied to all the women. I believe he yelled at Flo and called her like a fucking dog. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was really gross. And it was all because she just repeated something that he had said to her, and he like yelled at her and called her a liar, blah, blah, blah. Because he was trying to date Alex Nation, but then like kind of weirdly started a thing with Flo and pretended that he wasn't seeing anyone. Anyway, so that's what we're starting off with here, guys.
Yeah. He made the trans, anti-trans comments at the start of The Bachelorette.
But I think the producers told him to say that.
Okay, well.
So I don't blame him for that one. Okay, so I'm actually really balanced, I think you'll find. He just posted a picture of himself, right? It's just your average Instagram post, got a bunch of hashtags. He definitely lives nearish to me. He says, what if I told you that 60 gigahertz of 5G shot out of a transmitter has the ability to stop the human body from being able to absorb oxygen? Would you then care about having quicker internet and phone reception? I'd love to know your thoughts. And then a bunch of hashtags. Hashtag 5G, hashtag stop 5G, hashtag hippie life, hashtag gypsy style. Hashtag New World Order. So Bill Goldsmith has drunk the Kool-Aid. Rip to Bill. The top comment is from Alicia, one of our favorite Bachelor contestants. Yes. She says, I tell you to take your tinfoil hat off. They proceed to get into an argument over the fact that Alicia has worked for the Labour Party, who are, quote, corrupt politicians. Yes. Now, I'm with you on that, Bill. I think a lot of politicians are corrupt. That's why they won't introduce an anti-corruption, an ICAC, if you will. But I don't think that means they are trying to kill us with a phone tower.
No.
If anything, they're just letting their rich friends pay for some things.
Yeah.
And giving them easier, I don't know, fucking permits or some shit. But I mean, I guess that's, I don't see, so I guess I'm trying to think of what 5G is killing us, right?
Yes.
What the goal is of the big evil people behind it. I guess it's just faster internet at any cost without looking at the health risks or something. I guess that's what he's saying.
But that would make no... Okay, so that would make no sense because it's also like, okay, so all those people are also putting their own families at risk? Putting their own health at risk? Like that...
Yeah, you can't... Unless you got like a... Faraday cage. Unless you would have to fucking block yourself up from reception.
Yeah.
To be able to block yourself off from dying from this.
But surely it's like even if these people weren't using smartphones, even if they went back to a Nokia, whatever, like surely just the 5G in the air is that what's gonna hurt, or is it using the phone? Like, what is it? I don't understand.
Well, I think, I don't know. I mean, it's not based in science, so I can't tell you, but sure, it could be either. It could be it's just going out, or it could be you need to actually, like, set up the connection on your phone by making a call or something.
But also, so the people who believe this conspiracy, they think that 5G is making people sick, but what about the areas where 5G isn't, do they then think that's a conspiracy? Because they seem to think that the numbers are made up. So,
all right, so Bill's written a few more comments, so I can actually answer all these scientific questions.
Okay, thank you.
When you hit oxygen molecules with 60 gigahertz millimeter wave, 60 gigahertz millimeter wave emissions, it affects the orbital properties of the electrons of the oxygen molecules. That we then breathe these affected oxygen molecules into our lungs, which then passes through bound to red blood cells using a protein called hemoglobin. This protein consists of four iron atoms, which in turn can bind four atoms of oxygen to the blood cell. Now, exactly what the effects of these charged oxygen molecules is relatively uncharted territory. But what we do know is that the lungs work most efficiently when they are receiving oxygen in its natural state. MMW charged oxygen molecules will not bind as well. MMW. Will not bind as well to the iron atoms in the hemoglobin. In fact, there is suggestion that these oxygen molecules may be repelled by the iron. There are many critics of this approach out there. They claim such a principle hinders progress, but putting life before progress seems like a pretty ethical approach to me. Wouldn't you agree? I think we should hinder progress as much as possible if the progress in question has any cause for concern. The argument that there are not enough quality studies which show harmful effects on health is not a valid argument. Even the ICNRIP state the lack of studies in this scientific field. So then how on earth can they now make the claim that 5G poses no health risks? This is a highly irresponsible claim to make, and they need to be held accountable in the future for any damage done to life on earth.
So, wait, so they think, so he's saying that there's not enough, like, it's showing that people aren't hurt by this, so we need to find more studies to prove that it does hurt people?
Yes.
Okay. If we're sorting this out in the bachelor world, maths world, do you think potentially we could get Chelsea to explain the science to Bill, maybe?
Chelsea?
Yeah, she's a scientist, isn't she?
Let's get Chelsea on the pod. Chelsea. I mean, you just have to read up on this. I mean, you know, I also have a science degree, which you seem to have forgotten.
Isn't it engineering? Is it because... Is that different? But
I have 2 degrees.
Science and engineering. Yeah, but what science? Why didn't you already read up on this then, Naomi? Why didn't you
Well, what's humiliating about it is that it's an electrical engineering degree. So if there's anyone who should know about these 5G towers, it's me. But I'm fucking useless. I just let it all fall. You know when you cram for an exam and then afterwards just falls out of your brain?
Yeah, that's everything I ever did in high school.
Yeah, so I spent 5.5 years earning 2 degrees to let it all fall out of my brain. But people say that engineering degree is really just a test to see if you can do it. And then you learn what you need to on the job. That's what they say.
That's funny. It's a nice 5-year test.
Yeah. It's a nice $30,000 to $40,000 test.
Love a test.
Thank you to my hex debt, which has, I do not think I have paid any of it in quite a while. Now, okay, so they're saying, no, I can't read this. Okay, so I've just looked up 5G and oxygen. A large number of studies have been performed over the last 2 decades to assess whether mobile phones pose a potential health risk. To date, no adverse health effects have been established. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the problem with arguing with conspiracy theorists. It just makes them dig their heels in and believe it more.
Yeah, because they just say, well, that's what the that's what society would want you to think, isn't it? Like, they just say stuff.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That. But it's also like,
because they're used to people telling them that they're wrong. So it only, like, consolidates what they think.
Yeah, but then it's also like, well, if they want to hurt you, or if they want to do all that thing, then why do we have rules in place to try and protect you? Like, on the back of my microwave, it says, don't open this bit because you'll fuck yourself with microwave. You know? Like, if they... I don't know what
because
they
that doesn't... Because ultimately, society wants is progress, even if it gives everyone cancer and we all die.
I'm sorry, Bill, but all the people, like, he just thinks it's good against evil or something, because all these evil people who are putting this in place, they're also going to get sick. They don't want that. Stop it.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, so the reason it's coming up now is this has some weird crossover with coronavirus. Now there's a lot of different, people have a lot of different opinions. And the funniest thing about the conspiracy theories about coronavirus is that they're like, you can go either way with it. Like, you can go, it's so serious, it's a biochemical weapon made by China, which is a video my dad sent me. And I said, no, Dad, this is not true. And then nothing. Oh, fuck, it's his birthday today. And I'm bad-mouthing him.
Is it your dad's birthday today too?
Is it your dad's birthday?
Yeah, it's my dad's birthday. My dad's 50 today.
That's fucking crazy. Oh, my dad's fucking 105.
That's nice.
Just kidding. But he is in his 70s. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. 10-year difference between my mum and my dad. What's that about? Yeah. They met in an aerobics class that apparently my dad was going to pick up chicks. And now I'm here.
And it worked. So
it worked. Worked like a charm. This is before. He didn't have to read the game. He just went with his instincts. He said, I'm going to go put some spandex on and jump around. And now look. Now I'm the gift. Anyway, so my dad is insane. So he sent me this thing, this like fucking 5-minute video that was so repetitive. It just kept being like, why have they opened up China, but everywhere else is shut down? Why? And it's like, I think it's because like everybody already died. Like, anyway, so they've already gotten over that part of the curve. Whatever. The point is, he thinks that China, it's a man-made virus from China.
Yes.
And they have the vaccine and they're just not sharing it with us.
Yeah, I think I read an article like that too that a woman shared on my Facebook. I just thought she was like on it. It had all the stuff about how, isn't it weird that it's not in Beijing?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I think it might be.
it is in Beijing.
And then it also said like, interesting, they're manufacturing now and none of us can manufacture. And Naomi, also,
I think we watched the same video.
The cost of oil is down. Why is everything always about oil?
Interesting.
I looked at a post that was like the other day that was like, why is petrol prices still super high? And I was like, I don't know where you're living, but I mean, there's a petrol station near me that's like 89 cents a litre. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take a photo of it. The metro. You know how the metro petrol stations are always way cheaper? Like, there's one on Nicholson Street, like the corner of maybe Nicholson and Johnston or something, which is always like that's the cheapest near the city. And then there's another one near me and it's always the cheapest ever. And it's like 89 something at the moment. I'm actually going to go fill up today because
damn, that's a fucking bargain.
A bit below half.
But I filled up my tank a little while ago and randomly I haven't had many places to drive to. Okay, anyway, so the point is, so the reason that everyone's talking about 5G now, especially people like Bill, is he's saying, he keeps talking about immune system and that 5G will lower your immune system and that's how you get coronavirus. And he also shared a video of this doctor, I do not believe, anyway, on Fox News or some shit. All these videos, all the news videos they share are from Fox News. And it was him talking about, it's all about your immune system. And if you have a good immune system, then you won't get coronavirus, basically. Which is, like, just so fucking irresponsible of someone with, like, this is maybe one of the biggest problems with reality TV. He has 40,000 followers, yeah. Which is, I mean, it's a fine number. I mean, there's other people who have a lot more. But, like, it puts so much power in the hands of people who have done absolutely nothing to earn it. I just...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's just hard to... It's annoying to watch as well because in, like, Bill's comments, when people ask for evidence or things like that, He's just like, oh, no, I'm just asking for your opinions. I don't need to, I'm just saying my opinion. And it's like, well, you're not. You're saying, what would you think if this happened? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. That's how you don't have to. I just wish he would make a fucking definitive statement because that is how conspiracy theorists spread their theories because they know if they come out and say 5G gives you cancer, people will be like, well, no, it doesn't. So they just have to ask questions and say, I'm just starting a conversation, therefore they are blameless. To which I say to him, don't be a coward, make a definitive statement so that people can see. I fucking hate it when people say, I'm just starting a conversation. That's also what everyone's ever said to me when they post something that's stupid. And then I comment, this is stupid. And they say, I don't necessarily believe it. I just thought it was interesting. Oh. Shut up. Oh, this girl posted this video from fucking FaithWorks or some shit. And it was about, this is years ago now. And it was like, this video, it was like kind of like, do you remember Upworthy?
The name sounds familiar.
It was kind of like a
BuzzFeed type
thing? A bit like BuzzFeedy, but then they were all like inspirational videos. So it was kind of like that, kind of a bit TED Talky. And it was just this woman talking about how when men look at women, if the woman's skin is showing, say she's wearing a bikini as compared to like a conservative dress, parts of the man's brain will shut down if he's talking to a woman in a bikini. Now, I don't know how much of this I believe, because again, this is clearly very biased, but even if that's true, I don't think the answer is women have to dress conservatively just so that men... Yeah. We'll pay attention to what you're saying. And it just fucking pissed me off so much. And I was just like, so because men don't see women as people, we have to, anyway, whatever. This is like years ago. This is feminism 101 now. But she was just like, I'm just saying it's interesting. I'm not saying, I don't necessarily agree with it. Coward response. Then delete it if you don't agree. Anyway. Bill, you're a coward and you're insane. So Bill's not the only one. We also have, did you watch Leah? Do you remember Leah?
Leah. Who's Leah?
She was on The Bachelor. I'm trying to remember if it was before your time or not. She was on Bachelor in Paradise as well. Let me show you.
That is just a blur to me. What's her name?
Yes, that is not...
Leah.
Leah Costa.
L-E-A? L-E-A-H?
Yeah.
Which one? L-E-A-H or no H?
L-E-A-H space C-O-S-T-A.
Let me have a look. Is she building her winery? Is she building a winery? Is that what it says at the top of her thing?
Building a winery? Yes, she is.
Okay.
So if you scroll down to the fourth post, this is what's so funny. Okay, so Leah Costa, she was on Bachelor a few years ago. She was supposed to be the villain, but in my opinion, she was too young to play a villain because I think villains are actually usually on The Bachelor, and that's why I'm drawn to them. They're usually very self-assured people who don't just bend to the whim of what everyone else is doing very easily. But I think she was a bit too young to really pull off the role,
yeah,
in my opinion. I think it's so funny because Leah is posting about how China is hiding what's really happening. Yes. And then she's showing a video of someone, of this guy who's like trying to post a video, but it won't let him. Won't let him post this video of them like spraying the streets several days ago. She posted this 24th of March.
Okay.
And amazingly, in steps Alicia, yet again, straight away. Oh, I love Alicia so much. So Leah's whole thing is stay the fuck at home. Yeah. You know, which is good it's advice. Like,
you should stay at home.
Yeah, but she's sort of fear-mongering, you know, China's lying to us, blah, 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 blah. I mean, obviously it's better to be cautious. So I'd say in terms of misinformation out there, this is like, this is, you know, it seems like it's slightly racist and... but mostly it's just a little bit of fear mongering. But I mean,
yes,
more fear I would say is better than not enough fear. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think Bill was posting on his story about going out to get some vitamin D to improve your immune system, because yeah, I think he thinks that is what will stop him from getting coronavirus. So Alicia says, this is super irresponsible to upload with the platform you have, Leah, and incredibly xenophobic. You have no idea on the legitimacy of these videos. I suggest you delete this. Alicia is really doing the work. Honestly, yes, we need someone from this world with a level head on their shoulders. She says, Leah says, I know they weren't created in Photoshop. They're coming from somewhere. I know they have a negative media ban imposed surrounding coronavirus. Just asking for the truth from every country. There appears to be a very stark contrast of the tragic videos coming from Italy and Spain versus the supposedly positive news stories coming from China. No new cases? I call bullshit. Anyway, so the video she claims is from like the other day is actually from January. And also like, it's just showing that it's like won't upload from his phone, which is probably just a fucking glitch. But if he's trying to send the video to China, I think China doesn't even have Facebook, do they? You can't use Facebook in China.
Yeah, I got no idea.
It's just stupid. They post these like vague ass videos and they're like, this is what's really happening, and they're literally like scenes from fucking movies. They're like, look at them carting off all these dead bodies. And yeah, there are dead bodies, but it's like, it's supposed to be like really horrifying, and there's literally like, they've just got shots from like movies and stuff just to drum up fear. Anyway, I find that interesting because she's saying stay home, it's worse than they're telling us, which it's already pretty bad. But then people like Hayley from Married at First Sight, the queen of the gift of the gab, she posted, I can't find it now because I reported it, because she posted a 10-minute video from someone else saying that our rights are being taken away and our freedoms are being taken away and the virus is not as bad as we think it is.
Yes, I did watch the entire video.
You watched it? I couldn't get through more than 2 minutes.
I watched it because it was this lady who was like, there's something about people who, I don't know what it is, but you know people who are like health and fitness nuts where it's like they used to not have energy or things, and then weirdly when they started eating like, I don't know, like in a better way, they got all this energy and then they started running. And so now they think that everything's a conspiracy. You know, it's like, it's a conspiracy. Bread is a conspiracy. It's to try and get you to be lazy and not think. And that's like, oh my God. But she was doing that sort of rant and then talking about how the government's trying to make, you know, make us all, I don't know, into mindless, I don't know. I don't really understand it. But then she also brought up that it's to stop Trump at the election. She started talking about that all of this is to make Trump look bad so that he doesn't win the election. But it's also like, so wait, you think that China, you think that something, you think that this horrible thing happened in China and that this is happening in Italy and that it's to fuck up like the American economy? Like, what about the rest of the world? Like, it's not, you psycho, why are you bringing that up?
Americans love to believe that they are the center of everything. It honestly is weird because, like, obviously Australia, America, you know, they're like the, I think it's the richest country on earth, right? And it's truly upsetting to see how poorly this has been handled by them. Yeah. It's a weird thing about America, and that's why I don't know why it's transferred to Haley, because, like, we're not like that in Australia. Like, if anything, I think the Leah thing is more Australian, is to, like, fearmonger and think that, like, China is, like, attacking us or something, than to think that it's about them trying to take away our freedoms, because America's all about freedom, and that's why they have this, like, knee-jerk reaction, because it's, like, the same as, they're just taking it the same as when there's, like, a terrorist attack or something, you're supposed to, like, fight back by going out and not having fear.
Yeah.
But this is not the same as that. this can't be won by good attitudes and hugging each other.
Yeah.
I saw a video of, it's, like, a church in some, like, southern state in America, and they were, like, annoyed because they couldn't go to church. So then they were making a point by all going to Walmart, because that they would, like, be allowed in Walmart, so they can go to Walmart but they can't go to church, right? So it's like, you're not allowed to have religion now. But then they got kicked out of Walmart, so I don't know what point they were trying to prove. They were like, you can't be here either, you're congregating, stop congregating, go home. And they were like, well, I think we proved our point.
Oh my god, that's so annoying. Also, can I say the shops are fucking insane. Like, I don't understand.
The shops?
Like, okay, so I don't know if it's like this everywhere, because I've really just been going to the grocery store, but I went to, like, Bunnings last week because I needed to get some, like, Roundup, because our front yard, well, you've seen it, when we moved in, it was crazy and it was getting out of control. And so I was like, we need to sort this out because it's insane. It's insane. Like, I don't understand what they thought when they were building the yard, and just thought, put all this native grass in, which will just continue to grow and grow and grow. I mean, lovely that it's native, but also, like, do I want meter long grass? No. Why did you do that? It's insane. It's also not the type of grass that you would, like, a snipper. It's like, it's wrong. It's supposed to be, like, around a lake or something. Anyway, I had to go get some Roundup because I was, like, worried we're going to harbor snakes in the yard.
I love how much every conversation comes back to your yard.
Okay, sorry.
And this native grass.
It's just annoying. Anyway, I only got some Roundup from Bunnings, but the amount of people that was at Bunnings was terrifying. And it was, like, so many people, and they did have, like, the lines to, like, you know, stop people from, I don't know, just taking over Bunnings. But at the same time, they had all these, like, things up that said, like, no more than four people in an aisle, and people were just disregarding that. And I was just evil-eyeing everybody. Because I was, like, waiting to go into an aisle, like, waiting for people to leave the aisle so that I could go into the aisle. And then, like, three people who were just all together just walked into the aisle all at once. And I was like,
oh, yeah,
what the
that.
Fuck? I've been, first of all, I'm waiting. I'm queuing. Secondly, you've just now put all those, there's like four people in the aisle currently, like, now it's seven.
Thirdly,
people.
What are you gonna do about that native grass?
Yes, I need to get my Roundup, okay?
I saw Mark and I were, like, walking into the shopping center the other day, and there was just, like, this stunning, like, goth girl with, like, the biggest eyes I've ever seen. Anyway, just walking, and then this, like, tall white man just, like, walked straight, like, came up behind her and just, like, walked straight past her, like, almost brushed past her and, like, kept walking. And I've never seen, like, more fury in someone's eyes. It was honestly, we had, like, a perfect view of it. She just stared at him like she wanted to fucking chop his head off. It was so funny. And then, like, 10 seconds later, we were walking, and then, like, from around a corner, this, like, mum and daughter sort of, like, appeared in front of us, and the daughter, like, grabbed the mum by the shoulder, and she was like, watch out! Oh, it's funny. I mean, everyone's doing the right thing, but it's so funny. But the look in that girl's eyes, it was, it felt like I was in a movie. It was amazing.
That's good.
A little vignette of her life.
Sometimes, you know how we live close, like me and Jono live like 100 meters away from like a big Coles and then also like an IGA. Sometimes what I like to do is go stand on the balcony and just look out at the people walking to the shops. And I'm always terrified of – sometimes you see the – there's a lot of old people in this area and they're all just like hunched over walking to the shops and it's terrifying. Like you're watching people go off to war.
Well, then you should just go and buy their groceries for them.
Yeah, but I might – like that's the thing. I saw a lady walking across the street the other day with heaps of groceries and – I was like, oh, this lady's carrying too many groceries. And I did want to go and ask her if she wanted me to help her. But then I was also like, what if I am a carrier and I don't know because
what
I feel healthy?
What if you fucking kill her?
Yeah, what if I kill her? It's like, you got to keep your distance, you know, for their own safety.
Yeah, I mean, you could just go to the shops for her, though.
But can I? Because, like, if yeah. I have communication with her or touch her groceries... then am I just putting my germs on her groceries?
Well, it'll be the same if she got, like, groceries delivered or something, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Are they
you
doing that
wipe
anymore?
Everything down when you give it to her?
I don't think they're doing that.
Anyway, we've got more. We've got more insane cunts.
Okay, yes, continue. Sorry, Amanda. Have we talked about Amanda yet? I'll talk about Amanda next.
Amanda from Married at First Sight. Yes. She was with Tash. She was a bit of a hothead, I will say. So she's posted in a face. I've got a screenshot from Stop 5G Victoria. So she says, for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Amanda from MAFS 2020. I'm ready to put my rep on the line because I'm sick and tired of house arrest and ready to protest. So she's more of a freedom fighter, this one. Who's in? I'm talking camera crew, journos, hundreds of people. Enough is enough. They can't keep us locked up like this when we know their agenda. Who's in? Yes or no, and state your suburb below. Any ideas on where to protest would be great.
Okay, what is the agenda, Amanda? And also, I just feel bad because also I feel like we're like, I don't know about you, but I don't know when this is going to end, but I feel like I've heard, well, when I've Googled a lot of places are saying like June, which means we're about like halfway through, you know? Mm. I've probably been locked up at home for like 5 weeks now, I reckon.
Yeah, well, we don't know, but it's enough is enough. they're just trying to keep us locked up. Who was saying, apparently, like, one of the things is that they're keeping us locked up so that we can't gather in groups and talk about what's going on. Like we have the internet. That's how, no one would have this 5G Victoria. They're not doing that by bumping into each other on the street. It's
yeah.
so much easier to organize online.
That lady that Haley shared was like broadcasting to like hundreds of thousands of people. Like hundreds and thousands of people have watched that video. If she was just talking to her friends, it would take so long for her to share that same 10-minute rant.
Yeah. And she would, and who knows if they would believe it. She would have such a bad hit rate. Honestly. Bill's, we could have a look at Bill's, Instagram story right now. He's posted, since when did questioning a narrative make one a conspiracy theorist? Questioning a narrative is required if we wish to maintain our liberties and freedom. It's very American, all of this. It's all about freedom and liberty at any cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's also a young, healthy person. So that annoys me as well. Because it's also like, well,
he's
if you were an
he
old...
He was at the dog park.
Was he? Of course.
Yeah. He loves it there, doesn't he? Be cautious and conscious of how you distribute your energy. Oh, that might just be a motivational thing. Oh. anyway, they're all fucking crazy. I just thank the Lord that we have people like Alicia out there just to write, you're wrong on all of these. Yeah. Now, what's happening with Abby? I've got it. So, Dean Wells was in Married at First Sight. The year before we started reviewing it.
Yes, the year before we started reviewing it, he was in the season with Davina and Ryan, who they had a cheating scandal their year, and Ryan was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year, I think. I think that was probably like the most watched season or something before the season we started, and then the season when we started was the biggest season I think so far, and then because this season was quite boring, although better on our mental health, surprisingly. But so Dean, I don't know, Dean and Abby got into a fight over Clementine Ford, I think, which is like, what? I don't know. I don't really know what happened, but so, like Dean just, he's anti-feminist. He compared feminist writings to the writings of the Ku Klux Klan.
He compared, I believe it was Clementine Ford.
Yes.
Noted lightning rod for for men from reality television.
Yes.
She
has really taken one for the team.
She usually is. Dean compared Clementine, I think, to the Ku Klux Klan, and Abby has said basically, you're a fucking idiot. And then Dean Wells just commenting like that Clementine Ford made a joke that said, have you killed any men today?
Naomi, I think you're incorrect. I don't think that was a joke. I think that was a call to arms.
As we know, noted serial killer Clementine Ford. He's screenshotted, like Abby said, send me some screenshots if you want. So he's sent her screenshots of Clementine saying like just dumb tweets that say kill all men. All men must die. The feminist doctrine decrees it. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Abby writes ha 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 ha, and then Dean crops it there, screenshots that, and then Abby says, how dare you, and screenshots their entire conversation where she follows it up with, are you daft? That's clearly satirical. I thought we were fucking years past this. Why are people still talking about Clementine Ford saying kill all men? She doesn't even say that anymore because everyone's so annoying about it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, who's killing men for feminism?
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway.
It is, I mean, Dean is just a psycho. I mean, he was the one who, his year was the one that people watched because in the promos for the show, he was the one saying, like, I like,
oh, that's, he's the
values.
Reason I didn't watch the show.
Yes.
Because I saw that and I was like, well, I'm not going to watch this because it looks like they're just promoting this guy who sounds like
a shit.
He's about to do some domestic violence of some sort.
Yeah. You're going to find what? The videos? I would just like to say coronavirus news is the Queen has cancelled her 94th birthday. Wow.
No.
Just like my dad had to cancel his 50th. Upsetting.
That's exactly the same.
He still had, last night he sent me a photo of him surrounded by balloons that were all like, happy 50th birthday. And I was like, that is funny. Like, maybe they'd put the deposit down for balloons or something because he was going to have like the party somewhere and they couldn't get it back. So he just got all these balloons or something.
Oh, was it a lot of balloons?
It was like, let me find the photo. It's not like crazy amount of balloons, but it's like, where's the photo? Sorry, I texted him a fair bit last night. I texted my dad a fair bit last night. Oh my god. Where is it? Maybe where did he send me it? I thought it was just in a text message, but maybe not. Maybe it deleted. Did photos delete after a certain amount of time? Oh no, he sent it to group chat. Oh no, he's only got like 4 balloons, but maybe it's just all in that photo, but it is fun.
That's really embarrassing for your dad.
Yeah, I did post, I went through all his photos today and found a bunch of photos. I'll send them to you now, the photos that I took a screenshot and posted on his wall of, because I think that they were all funny and make him look like he's obsessed with getting photos with, like, I don't know, just right. It's like him with a big Loch Ness monster sculpture, and then him with two like mascots. I just sent them to you on Facebook. I think that they're funny.
They're very cute. We'll make sure to post them.
I also posted,
so the people listening to the podcast can see. I've just seen, just an update, by the way. We're just like fucking scrolling on our phones, bro. Sorry about this, but Lizzie and Seb are still going strong. I just want everyone to know that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if we're just doing a little Instagram check-in on some of our faves.
It's beautiful. Or do you have, I keep on getting recommended. I posted a thing about it because I made it like the other day when YouTube kept on, even though I'd never searched for it on YouTube, it kept on recommending me to make this like coffee that obviously everybody's making in isolation.
The fluffy coffee.
Yes. Anyway, I made it. It was disgusting. I didn't drink it. I had like one
Danielle, sip. If you actually followed me on Instagram, you would have seen I did a very involved documentation of my process making fluffy coffee like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you? Was it, did you like it?
No. Yuck.
Okay. It was disgusting, yes.
But I'm still glad I did it because I spent like 4 days just, all I could think about was the fluffy coffee. And I was like, fuck, I want the fluffy coffee. But no, I hated it. We did the recipe, so we had like 2 tablespoons of coffee per drink, and yeah, that is too much coffee. And we also had like extra strong. Mark got this like short black espresso. It was a 9 on the strength scale.
Wow.
And it only goes up to 9.
I just used a Makona. But I also have, is it bad that I have 2 different types of instant coffee?
Oh my god, that's so bad.
I have like,
you're crazy.
Sorry. I can't.
Daniela!
We have regular coffee too with like a French press and stuff, but if Jono doesn't want a coffee, then I just make the instant coffee. Because I drink it black anyway, so I don't even notice that much of a difference. It's kind of gross. I just drink it because
what
of the feeling
fuck?
I get.
Stop!
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm pretty crazy.
You're so wild.
So yours was disgusting too?
That's fine.
Too? Did you use cold or hot milk? Because I tried it with both and I hated both.
You're not supposed to use milk.
No, you put it on top of milk.
Oh, I put it on cold milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried it on cold milk and on warm milk. I didn't like either.
I thought it was, I didn't mind it with the milk. Once it mixed in, it was a bit better, but it was just too much coffee. And Mark and I hadn't eaten. And I gave it to my, he was like having a meeting, so I just went in and gave him his fluffy coffee and disappeared. And then he emerged at like 5 p.m. and he was like, I haven't eaten. So he starts cooking something. He starts eating a banana and he opens like a box of shapes and he just starts shoving shit in his mouth like 3 foods at once.
So did he
and
he
I
like
hadn't
it?
Eaten either. And then I started eating the shapes as well. It was so much coffee that we were just like fucking hyped way too hard, and then I just laid there until like 5 a.m. in bed, and I only drank, I would say, 1/5 of it, and I was just like,
yeah,
so long.
I didn't know. Yeah, I had like a sip of each one I made because I made the hot one, I didn't like it. Then I was like, maybe I'm supposed to put it on cold milk, and then I didn't.
You
like
are supposed
it.
To put it on cold milk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I watched one that said like put it on warm milk, and I was like, what? And then I was like, I think maybe she's wrong, and then I did it, and I didn't.
Yeah, she. She actually was wrong.
I still didn't like it. I think what happens is I don't really like, because I just have instant coffee black, because then I feel like black coffee and instant coffee, I don't feel like there's that much of a difference. I think they both taste yuck, but I just enjoy the sensation of coffee. but like if it's got milk in it, I think it tastes really gross because it's like, well, this isn't coffee. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Do not make the fluffy coffee unless, of course, it's keeping you up at night like it was me. It's all I could think about. So it stopped that, and that is good.
That's good.
But now I did it by hand, and it took me 30 minutes to whisk it.
So do you not have beaters? I did mine in like 3 minutes, so because I used beaters.
Yeah, so I put so much fucking effort. It took me, my sister messaged me, she's like, this took you 1 hour, because I was documenting it on my Instagram story, which of course you would never watch. And she was like, this took you 1 hour. And I was like, don't tell me that. Also another update, I think that everyone should know, I'm working out again, so I will be like Dasha soon. I've done one upper body workout and one lower body workout, and my body hurts like a bitch. So that's just a little update for you.
That's nice. I don't know what I felt like. Okay, so I've been going for long walks because to try and get out of the house and, like, you know, have some, like, alone time and stuff. And I've been going for some long walks, and then the other day I got back and I was, like, hyped up from my walk. And so I was like, I still feel like doing something. And so I put on some music, and then I got out my little weight things that I have, and I did, like, I put on some music, and then I didn't just want to do them, like, in the timely manner you're supposed to do them. So I was, like, doing it to the beat of the music. Anyway, I was squatting so fast that I fucked up. I think I fucked my body up. I fucked my knees up or something, because you shouldn't do it that fast. You should do it in a controlled motion. Anyway, my legs hurt so bad. Like, but not in a way that feels like it was exercise, like in a way that fucked up my kneecaps or something.
I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you should do it on video.
No, I don't want to.
It doesn't sound right.
I can't do it again. Because I was also, like, punching the air with my little weights in time to the beats.
Anyway, yeah, no, that's wrong. Sorry.
It was not good.
You're not supposed to. That doesn't sound right at all. And I would know because I've done two exercise sessions with my sister.
I was just having fun, okay?
Fitness guru, to be honest.
I was just trying to have fun with it, okay? But then I definitely hurt myself.
Well, maybe I'll also post pictures of my sister took pictures of us working out over Facebook. This is of me just lying on the ground. I got really, really mad at her. Got really pissed off. And my ass hurts. But I'm gonna get that Cass ass. I'm back on the Cass ass train.
I thought you were on the Dasha train.
Well, I think I was going to do Dasha's workouts, but they're all cardio, and cardio makes me want to die.
Yeah, okay.
You're
like, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I'm doing cardio, I'm like, I want this to stop right now. But obviously, Cass has the best ass, so yes. She's will be my inspiration forever. But my sister is a good inspiration because she has really worked on her ass, and she knows my other sister and my mum don't want to see it, and she knows that I am an empowered feminist, so okay. Randomly my sister will just send me pictures of her ass. And it's a shock to the system when you just open a message from your sister and it's her ass.
Is it closed?
It's kind of like getting a pop-up
full nude ass.
It's like she's wearing like a G-string.
Okay, great.
And she'll just send a picture, but she'd post these pictures on Instagram as well. You know, she's much like Cass in that way. But she will, it just reminds me of those pop-ups. You know, you get those like, it's just those ads that are like, one simple trick. It looks exactly like one of those, like, little before or after things. And it just, and then I have to remember it's my sister's ass. and it's fun every time. And then I show them to Mark and he says, why are you showing me this? I feel so uncomfortable looking at your sister's ass. And I say, support women. So it's a lot of fun. And that's going to be my ass. And then I'm going to send you pictures of my ass.
Great. I can't wait.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've talked shit long enough. I feel like we were underprepared for all the coronavirus stuff. Like, we can say what's a conspiracy theory, but we cannot tell you in detail why.
No. So, did we mention the thing that some people think that we're going to be locked up in our houses until we get a vaccine, and that the vaccine's going to have little microchips in it? And that the government are going to control us.
Yes, that's just something I heard. That, yes, the vaccine, well, this is just, it's a great melting pot of different conspiracy theories. Bill is the one who posted something about, like, Big Pharma and vaccines, and, like, sure, for sure, in America, like, the health industry is for profit, and it's really evil, and, like, drugs cost so much because they want to make money off people not dying.
Yeah.
For sure. But, like, to say that he basically posted a video saying that the coronavirus is not that bad if you just have a good immune system, and that they just want you to think that you need a vaccine, and that is dangerous and fucked.
Yeah, because we get
apparently yes. Also, there are people who think that there's a microchip in the vaccine. Yeah. In all vaccines, though. There's people who think that about all vaccines.
So we're microchipped, basically?
I don't know where this microchip is supposed to, like, latch onto the inside of our veins or something.
Okay,
well, here we go.
If we're
false claim. Bill Gates planning to use microchip implants to fight coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so just watch out for that. Just watch out if you get a vaccine. You're being mind controlled.
Yes.
Is fact.
Should we do or maybe some recommendations of things we've been watching? Because I want somebody to tell me something good to watch, but I'll just tell you some.
Well, there's a new dating show on Netflix, which is very timely. Have you been watching it?
Oh wait, is this the one that's like through the screens?
No, so that was Love is Blind.
Yes.
But now they're doing one that's kind of the opposite, not really. But it's called Too Hot to Handle.
Ooh.
And they put a bunch of really hot people on an island somewhere, and they think they're going there for dating and stuff, and then they find out that they're not allowed to kiss or fuck. Ooh. Or jack off.
Okay. So they're all just horny.
They're so horny, and these are people who would like fuck a different person every night. Like, they're like career fuckers.
Yeah.
And
okay, so if they kiss or they get kicked off the island if they kiss or do anything.
So they've got $100,000. They always in these shows they will talk about the prize pool in its like in its totality instead of there's 10 of them, but now I'm watching it there's 11. Or there's like even more. And it's like $100,000. So that means when there was 10 of them, that's $10,000 each. And then, but if they kiss or if anyone does anything wrong, then money gets deducted.
Okay, so you end up killing the people who kiss so that they stop, so that they don't do it again.
No, no one, no.
Nobody
no
gets
one
murdered.
Is murdered.
Ugh. Ugh, boring.
Ugh.
Tell me something else.
But it is fun. What I like about it is that it's international. So there's like one Australian guy who's from Queensland. And at the moment, I fucking hate the guy. But yeah.
They're the horniest. And
my
the most
sister's
annoying.
Watched more of it. She likes him. So I think maybe he gets redeemed. And there's like a bunch of British people and American people as well. So it's pretty
so it's
cool.
Global. It's global. It's a global show.
It's much like Netflix.
Okay.
It is global.
Okay. So is that good? You're enjoying it? Maybe I'll watch it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it. I had something to do.
I watched Honey Boy last night. It's a movie. Have you seen it? It's like...
Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. Did you...
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I love Shia LaBeouf.
I loved it. It's like about... It's like a movie he wrote when he was in, like, rehab about his, like, childhood and stuff. He... It's about, like, his abusive relationship with his father and stuff. And, he plays his father in it, and I
oh, wow.
loved it. I thought it was great. I watched it last night. Probably not an uplifting movie, but I enjoyed the story of it.
That's great.
I watched that. That was good. I watched Succession. You seen that? Love that.
No, I haven't seen that. I've heard about watching. I've been told.
I loved it.
To watch that. But do you know what? I have a real problem with dramas. Even like dramedies, I lose focus so quickly.
Well, that's
crazy.
The thing. I think this is like, it's, I think it keeps you super engaged and it's also very funny, but not in a way that, like, it's not like a comedy, ha ha, look, that's a joke. It's just like how people talk, which is, I think, my favorite type of thing. Like a family relationship.
Oh.
I loved it. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
First right, episode might be the hardest to watch because it can be a bit gross in one point, but it is good. Get through that, and we watched the two seasons in very fast.
Ooh, actually, do you know what Mark and I watched?
What?
A great little show about cabins. Highly recommend.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it. It's also on Netflix.
Tiny House Nation or something?
No, not that one. It's about cabins and it's set in Wales.
Okay.
And it is just delightful, this little show. Cabins in the Wild with Dick Strawbridge. Ooh. Highly recommend. The host is called Dick Strawbridge. He has the biggest mustache I've ever seen in my life. And he is just obsessed with Welsh cabins.
Are they nice cabins? Are they, like, beautifully done up?
There's lots of nice cabins. Well, it's like a cabin competition. And all these different people building different cabins. And they all have to be inspired by whales in some way. So I learn a lot about cabins. I learn a lot about whales. And I learn a lot about Dick Strawbridge.
Oh, I like that because I love interior design shows. I love them so much.
Well, the interior design isn't always the best because most of the contestants are men. So some of it is real fucking ugly inside. But it's like when I was in engineering and if we had to do like some sort of presentation, if it was like a poster or something, and I would be like, don't worry, I'll handle the aesthetics because just all the guys in engineering, they're just so fucking bad at. And I don't have a good design eye at all, but all their shit would be so ugly. Oh, my God. They just think it's not important.
Yeah, that is annoying. If you do like watching design or house makeovers or things like that, I loved Interior Design Masters, which I watched a while ago. I loved that so much. And then I tried to watch this thing called The Apartment, which was Jamie Drury's show about house makeovers, but it was very clearly made like too long ago, and it's just like, oh, do you remember when people were into like purple feature walls?
Yeah,
it just looks like horrible suburban housing. Like, it's horrible. I didn't like that. Never watch that. It's horrible. I thought a show that you would like would be, I watched like 10 minutes of the first episode and was like, this is not for me, but this is for Gleek Naomi Higgins. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I keep on getting recommended it, but I do not watch it. I have tried to watch it, and I got 10 minutes in and was like, I can't.
I have watched some of it, yes. I did post on Instagram. I was like, this is not good. And then all these people were like, how dare you stick with it? I just couldn't handle in the first episode. I feel bad. I couldn't handle in the first episode because she, like, hears what people are thinking through song, and this is like she got some sort of brain damage in an MRI machine which allows her to do this, but like I was like, what year is it? Because like this guy was like singing Mad World, and then she was like, but how could he be sad? He seems so happy. Is it 2007? What's depression look like?
Yeah, I didn't. I got to the bit where they started to sing Help, and then a whole crowd jumped in, and then I was like, I can't. This is not for me.
That's when I posted on Instagram. I was like, and then I felt bad about it because all these people were like, stick with it. And then Sandy Cohen was in it, but he was like paralyzed. But I was like, any bet by the end of this episode, he stands up and sings and dances.
Did he?
Because that's how he feels on the inside. And yes, of course he did. Of course he did.
The similar thing happened in Glee, remember? With Artie, he got up and danced in a sequence.
He did. He did. Because God forbid they get an actor who actually is in a wheelchair. that's enough of us.
That's enough? Okay.
We got to, since we've restarted the podcast, since we last cancelled the show, we have got two new reviews.
Okay, that's good.
This first one is by VB69.
Okay, cool.
Amazing name. and they've said song rankings from Isolation. The intro song for episode 38 is the one, obviously not including Farting Around.
Yes.
Okay, episode 38. Should we look that up?
Yeah, let's find it.
38. What are we talking here?
It's like halfway through, I guess, because we're on like episode 70 something now.
The COVID-19 crisis brings unprecedented internet traffic over the NBN network, and we're doing it.
I forgot there's ads.
Boy.
What a bummer.
This is genuinely before our podcast. You've got to listen to this.
Yeah.
This is going to be great before our 50-minute-long chat about COVID-19 conspiracy theories.
That will be embarrassing. Ha ha ha, Naomi hasn't. Ha ha ha. All right, here we go.
Batch, bitch, batch, bitch.
I think VB69 is right. This is a banger.
Here we are in paradise.
Well, the song's well matched to the theme.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah, good one. Thanks, VB69. Okay, and now we have Loza Andrew says, just the best. Best people, best opinions, best plant chat, best TikTok recommendations, best pod. Found this gem last year and am so in love with them and preparing to go back in time to listen to the Honey Badger eps about a show I never watched. Never end this show! Well, thank you, Loza Andrew. Oh my God. How do you feel after that?
I feel loved
from that surprise COVID-19 ad, I think. Sorry. Thank you so much. I also want to go back and listen to it. I want to find out just how much we shit-talked people and just everything. Because I feel like when we started it, we did not think that anyone would ever listen. And look, it's not like this is like the number one podcast in Australia, but I do become increasingly concerned with the just amount of people that we've shit-talked.
Yeah, but I mean, also, Honey Badger was kind of very boring to watch him talk. But I don't think we talked. I don't think we shit talked many of the. I don't think we shit talked any of the girls, really, did we? You were always loving Kat.
So.
You
I
were
mean,
like obsessed with Kat. You were like, I want to.
I'm still obsessed with Kat. She just got a kitten. Oh my gosh, she's still so hot. Oh my God. How do I deal with this?
And obviously, Alicia.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think? Oh God, I hope Alicia's back in Bachelor in Paradise this year. Gets to finally find the love of her life after Jules fucking used and abused her.
He's doing YouTube videos now. Did I tell you?
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
It's annoying because I did really like Jules, and then he was a fuck boy.
Well, you got it, because Jules looked older than he was, so so that is that's probably on us to think that he wasn't a little fuckhead.
Mm.
It was very funny for him to be so on the fence about Alicia, and then have what was her name?
Talia.
To just come in and say without even speaking to you,
I love
let's
you.
Get married. anyway, that's enough. Danielle, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes.
Thank you guys for your beautiful reviews. They keep us going. They keep us thriving.
Motivated.
You know? You can head on. You can see Danielle posted some of her plant images online.
I posted one.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Naomi did do a post that made me look like a psychopath. But that's fine. That's fine. I did this drawing of a plant. Go over to my page and like it and tell me how great it is. Thanks, Naomi. You psycho.
I actually, Mark said that it's very cute, very, wholesome prank, that the result is you just get a lot of compliments. And I agreed. Because maybe if I was a dude, it would just be like me posting from your account being like, oh, I'm gay. But no, it's a wholesome prank, that isn't homophobic in any way and is in fact very supportive of your art.
Okay,
so,
thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
This week's song is called District 4. And I think it's a fun song. Anyway, this is the description from, as always, beautiful Kevin MacLeod. The description is deep, grooving, crazy, big percussion, super danceable, high energy without ever getting the way. Useful for tech videos, badass characters, and general listenings. The download comes with all the parts separated out, as well as a bonus track at 165 beats per minute, slightly slow and even deeper grooving.
Oh, hell yeah.
So there you go.
Can't wait for this one,
yeah.
My friends.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Send in your recommendations of what song is your favorite. Someone liked our, they really liked our metal song that we did.
That's right. They made it their phone ringtone.
Don't know how they could handle hearing that when someone called them.
Funny bit, though.
Also, don't know how in 2020 you don't have your phone on silent. What are you, a maniac?
Well, that's how you make it your ringtone, because if you do just have your phone on silent, you only hear it once every 4 months when you turn it on because you're expecting an important phone call.
Oh, and then it's a beautiful surprise.
Yeah. And then you miss the phone call because you were too busy listening to us.
Too busy rocking out, headbanging to our beautiful tunes. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Okay.
No promises when.
Okay. Yeah, we don't really have a schedule at the moment for these. There's no show to review.
It's hard to motivate randomly.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Batch bitch.
Bye.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. I wonder if this is actually anyone's favorite podcast, Batch Bitch.
I hope so.
Welcome to Batch Bitch.
Probably.
Yeah, welcome to Batch Bitch.
Please, please, please let me
Batch Bitch.
Your favorite podcast.
Batch Bitch.
Oh, it's
Batch Bitch.
Batch Bitch. Oh, it's Batch Bitch. Batch, 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 Batch Bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.